irrigation's in, and we'll do the planting and do the last bit of mulching, and job's done.
Now, for Tracy, maybe if you come over here, we just because so this is going to be Tracy's garden. As soon as we leave, probably when you finish all the last bits, it's going to be yours, Tracy. You become responsible for this yard. And the one problem, and I think this is in all yards, is that you're going to have, there's always a death rate in terms of planting out. So I don't know, if it, my yard is probably 20 to 30%, I'd say, death rate. But Gary, Jeff, don't laugh. That's my yard. I'm not talking about your yard. But Gary, what's the secret of getting them going and planting out these plants?
Well, if you put them in properly, you know, you've got to give your plant every chance to survive. And, you know, okay, 30% might be an acceptable death rate for you. Probably 15 or 20 might be better. If we can get it down below 10%, that would be really good. So what we've done here is we've just dug a hole that's what we call a 2x2x2 hole. So it's twice as sort of wide as the pot, and twice as deep, and twice as wide again. So what we do then is dig that out, then we backfill it a little bit because we're using a 6-inch pot here so that the plant sits at the right level on the ground.
Tracy's taking notes, I can tell. Does it make, you're taking that all in, Trace?
I am, because I'm one of those people you described before that digs a hole, throws it in, and hopes for the best.
Now, one of the things is you prep the hole. Do you water the hole before you plant it, or do you... What's the next stage? You've got a little sort of like a pitcher full of something, which doesn't look like normal fertilizer to me.
I won't mention the product name, but what this is it's like a soil additive or conditioner that will add to the backfill. And we mix that in, and what's in that is rain-saving gel, root hormone, and also a little bit of fertilizer. So what happens is when we add water to that, the crystals there will expand and be like a little reservoir of water there for the plant, and also the root hormones will give the roots a good chance to establish, and then a little bit of fertilizer to kick along.
Do you need to water the hole now at all? It's just a case of put it in, put that around at the backfill in, and away you go?
Yeah, and we'll give it a good drink once we've planted everything. We've given it a good drink over the last couple of days to get it nice and moist for the plants to go in. You don't really want to be planting into dry soil.
What sort of plant is this? I've seen this one. I've had some of these in the past. I think they're, I don't know, they look very pretty, but it's a...
Stomodia
viscosa. Tell us a bit more about that.
Oh, well, this occurs along sort of the desert rivers of Central Australia. Fairly sort of strong smell, so it's a bush medicine plant, okay. Almost like mint. And they're like a small sub-shrub. They'll grow to sort of not quite half a metre, and they'll spread out to sort of like a metre across.
Now, Tracy, this is your plant to plant, so, Gary, you better put the plant in Tracy's hands. And I've got to say, Tracy is well-dressed for gardening. She's wearing her thong. She's got black toenail polish on, and she's got very decent gardening trousers on. So Trace, away, it's your turn. It's your garden. And this is, I think, the first plant to be planted in the most needy garden. You must feel very excited.
I am. I'm amped. Let's see if I can
kill it. She's amped. No, she's not going to kill it. No. Tracy's going to do this under the tutelage of Gary Dinham. The Stomodia is getting... Well, we'll be put in the hole in just a few moments when... is there a bottle of champagne anywhere? I think Jeff could go and get us a bottle of champagne. No. They're arguing now. Don't fight over the plant, guys. And I think a bit more soil needed. That's not my advice, I think. Maybe we'll come back to the planting in just a few moments when... it's just about done. Gary, she's got a great style there. I think Gary Dinham's giving her a thumbs up of approval on this first plant. Oh, it's like the Grand Prix, but different, isn't it? When it's sort of, it's all off, it's going, we're running.
I've got a job at Desert Park coming up.
And Tracy has quit her job as a youth worker, I understand, and is now working at the Desert Park.